Okay, I think we're done. Thank you so much.
So back to American Buffalo. I was one of the lucky people that saw you on stage in London.
Yeah.
You were phenomenal. But you're very different on stage. On screen, less is always more with you. You can say 1,000 words with just one look. And the energy you have on stage is like mind-blowing. Those 2 hours, the speech was just phenomenal. So how is it different, preparation for stage work versus screen work?
You have a lot of energy on stage, so you dodge the tomatoes. they're just very different. You have to fill a stage with your breath. You have to fill an auditorium. One of the best things that I was ever taught at the Royal Shakespeare Company, when obviously you have soliloquies, and so you're articulating a thought. But one of the best notes that was ever given to me was that the entire theatre must be your head. Must be your mind. So any thought that you have is communicated all the way to the back, because that's your skull. So your brain is that large. And if you think that, then your thought will travel. In front of the camera, you can't do that. You don't want to do that because you overwhelm the camera. So everything is much more internalized and more interior. People will say, if you think it, the camera sees it. So there's no performance. If I thought something on stage, you know, in a West End theatre and the 934th person at the back, not going to see what I'm thinking. So it needs articulating with physically often, and then you just have to find ways of doing that without becoming a big old ham. that's a sort of fundamental difference between the two.
That was a really good question. Glad you asked it.